The Czech Centre in Prague is currently hosting a seminar and workshop for the winners of this year's Susanna Roth Translating Competition, organised by Czech centres around Europe in cooperation with the literary section of the Arts and Theatre Institute. The competition is open to young translators up to 40 years of age who haven't yet published a complete work of literature. This year they were required to translate an extract from a novel by Anna Bulava called Dotme, or Into the Dark. Ruth Frankova caught up with one of the winners, Paddy Phillips from Great Britain.
Paddy Phillips is a freelance editor, translator and teacher currently based in Oxford. After studying Japanese at the university, he taught English as a second language first in Tokyo and later in Brno. Mr. Phillips, who is a great fan of Czech humorist literature, has recently completed an MA course at Bristol University, specialising in Czech to English translation. When I met with him in Prague, I first wanted to know how he got acquainted with the Czech language.
I was teaching in Japan for a year, teaching English in Tokyo, and I wanted to change. I wanted to try going somewhere in Europe, which I had never been before. And I remembered that one of my classmates from the course which I did in English teaching, she had gone to Brno. In the same way I'd gone to Japan for a year, she'd gone to the Czech Republic for a year to Brno. So I applied to the same school in Brno. It's called ILC International House Brno. It has a good reputation. It's a very good school. And they said to me, I'm afraid we don't have any places available at the moment for teachers, but maybe you could try Prague. So I contacted International House in Prague, and they also didn't have any places available. This was in September 2001. Then a few days later, the attacks happened in New York, and a few days after that, I had an email from the school in Brno saying, suddenly we have a place available for a teacher. What happened was that they had one teacher who was working there the previous year. He was planning to come back to the Czech Republic. But after the attacks in New York, he decided he didn't want to fly because nobody knew what was going to happen next. So it was a complete kind of fluke that I ended up in the Czech Republic.
And you stayed in the Czech Republic for another 3 years.
That's right, yeah. So I taught English in Brno for 3 years.
And how did you become interested in translating?
Well, over the last, as I say, 14 years, I've been trying to improve my Czech. And I've been working in Oxford as a dictionary editor. And I started to think that I wanted to do something with my languages, with my Czech especially, because I was really interested in Czech. And I wondered whether translating might be a way of combining my editorial experience with my interest in languages. So I started to look for university courses that might enable me to do Czech translating. And then I found the course at Bristol University, which has a fantastic Czech department. And they offer this MA in translation with, I think, 8 or 9 different languages, including Czech. And so I applied there and I was lucky enough to get accepted onto the master's course. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. And it's great to be able to use my Czech for something, you know, formally, not just a hobby studying at home.
So what kind of texts have you been translating?
So on the Bristol MA in Translation course, you get a range of areas. So you start off with more general texts. So, for example, some tourist texts about different regions of the Czech Republic, a little bit of literature, literary translation. And then in the second semester, you progress to a more specialized translation. So, for example, Czech legal texts, texts from social sciences. So, for example, I translated some extracts from essays by Tomáš Halík and Václav Havel. Yes, and then some legal texts as well. So, for example, some resolutions by the Czech Constitutional Court. So you get a broad range of text types.
But after you finished your studies, have you still continued with translating? And do you actually make a living by translating from Czech to English?
At the moment, I've only really been doing it for a year. So at the moment, I'm not making a living directly from that. But this year, I've also been teaching at the Czech department at Oxford University. So the students study Czech to English translation. So I've been teaching those classes, which has been really enjoyable. And then on the side, I'm also doing small pieces of freelance translation work for different Czech companies and a bit of literature as well, and also doing some non-Czech related editing work. But I want to develop a career as a freelance translator, but it takes time, you know, to build it up.
Why did you participate in the Susanna Roth translating competition?
It's very simple, really. I just need as much practice as I can get. And it came up at the right time. So I'd recently finished my master's course and I just wanted some more translation experience. And I thought, I've got nothing to lose, so I'll give it a go. You know, I was lucky.
And how did you like the book that was chosen for this year, Into Darkness. By Anna Bolava?
It's not a book, I have to confess, that I would naturally pick off the shelf for myself, because my tastes tend to be more light-hearted. I'm a great fan of Czech humorists. So, for example, for my master's dissertation, I translated part of a book by Arnoš Goldflam, Tatínek není k zahození, which are very enjoyable, humorous stories, you know. So this book by Anna Bolava is more serious than the normal type of book I would pick for myself. But I was really impressed by her style. Her Czech is very clear, very vivid. So as you're reading it, you can really see the story unfolding in your mind's eye. And I think that's a real skill, to write in this very clear way. Because I think writing that is very clear and vivid like that doesn't come easy. That takes hours and hours of writing and rewriting, I think. So I really enjoyed that aspect of the book.
And what is it like translating this type of writing? What was the most difficult thing about translating this book?
I think trying to capture that kind of clear, straightforward, vivid style in English. When I first began to translate it, it just didn't sound like English. It comes out sounding, you know, very kind of garbled. So you have to revise it and keep trying to find the most natural collocations, the most natural formulation in English, so that for an English reader it reads as smoothly as the Czech original does for the Czech reader. So I think that was the most difficult aspect of it.
Interestingly, the book is also about a translator, but a translator who is obsessed by collecting medicinal plants.
That's right.
Was that actually a challenge, to find all the English equivalents to those plants?
Yes, of course, it was very difficult. I don't know anything about botany, so I spent a lot of time in the library and online trying to find the correct translation, because for some of the plants which are mentioned in the book, there are obviously several possible translations depending on which particular species of plant you're talking about. Because in Czech, perhaps it uses maybe a more general genus name, whereas in the English, you really have to pick a particular species. So yeah, I didn't know anything about it before then. But it's very interesting. I think, you know, for any subject, the more you learn about it, the more interesting it becomes. And this was definitely the case for these. So it wasn't an impossible challenge, but it was an interesting one.
And generally speaking, what do you find most challenging about translating from Czech to English?
It really depends on the text. I mean, obviously the goal always is to make an English text that reads smoothly, but it really depends on the subject matter. For example, when you're translating a legal text or maybe an economic text, the hardest thing is the terminology. Because for every term, there is a fixed English translation. And if you're a generalist like me with no legal background, you have to spend a lot of time making sure you find the right translation. But, for example, when you're translating a literary text, sometimes you really have to be less precise or less faithful to the original, because the goal is that it should be readable for the English language reader, with most literary texts, not with all of them. So it really depends on the subject matter, I think.
You already told me that you prefer light-hearted books. Mm. So who are among your favourite Czech authors?
That's a very good question. I think the first Czech novel I read was Švejk, in English translation from 1928, I think. And that really got me hooked in Czech literature. You know, so I love Hašek, I love Poláček. Recently there was a really great translation of Bylo nás pět, came out, an English translation by Mark Corner, a very brilliant translator. So that came out several years ago, I think. And like I say, Arnoš Goldflam, I love. One of my favourites is Zdeněk Sierák. And although his films, you know, films that he's made with his son, are known in the English-speaking world, none of his povídky have been translated yet. So that's one thing I would love to do one day, possibly. Or I would love someone to do it, because I really think Sierák's povídky should be translated into English, because he's brilliant. I mean, he's the master, you know, of this kind of sort of tragicomic, light-hearted story. So these are some of my favourites, I think.
What does winning this competition mean to you?
I suppose winning the competition is a way of saying thank you to all the people who've helped me, you know, especially to my wife, to my wife's parents, to my own parents, to my family, you know, who've really supported me. And also to my teachers, so for example, at the University of Bristol, Dr. Rajendra Chitnis and Jana Nahodilová, who are the Czech department at Bristol. You know, they're fantastic. They run a really great department and they've helped me so much over the last 2 years. So I like to see winning this competition kind of as a thank you to them for helping me, you know.
What are you working on currently? You said that you would one day perhaps like to translate the stories by Zdeněk Svěrák, but is there something you are actually working on right now?
I am working on various things. Obviously, for confidentiality reasons, I don't want to say, but I'm working on two different literary texts at the moment, and I think they've definitely got potential, so I'm really pleased to be working on something like that. And also, I've been doing just some commercial translation for Czech businesses as well. So it's nice as a freelancer, you have a bit of variety. You're not only translating the same kind of text every day, and that's great. That makes the job very interesting.